You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And as you said, Ray, that Bertuzzi tip was heading toward the corner, but it hit Lindholm's leg. Merchant scores! Boston responds immediately! Brad Marchand makes it 3-2.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Sean McDonough with the call last night on ESPN. You know, as a New York sports fan, I know I should never, like, wake up the entire block when the Boston Bruins do something good, but that's the beauty of sports betting. Needed it last night and got it from Jeremy Swayman and the Boston Bruins. Now, you know, if and when it's announced officially that Linus Ullmark will start in game four, I'm going to be really upset. But that hasn't happened yet, so for now, we can be pretty happy. Pete Blackburn will join us in just a second from What Chaos to talk NHL postseason betting. Ken and I will get back to the NFL draft in 20 minutes. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube, the Odyssey app, radio stations nationwide. Final segment for the day on Stadium, so you can check us out on one of the 700 other places that we're on if you're watching us right now on Stadium as we get you set to bet the 2024 NFL draft. But for now, let's talk some Stanley Cup playoffs with the aforementioned, the great Pete Blackburn. And people need to check out What Chaos, which features Pete and DJ Bean. It's an extremely entertaining show covering the National Hockey League. The link is in Pete's profile. You can find it on YouTube, other places as well. What Chaos with Pete Blackburn and DJ Bean. We haven't talked to Pete since he joined us live from Radio Row at the Super Bowl. It's great to have him back on the show on Twitter at Pete Blackburn. We hate the Red Sox hat he's wearing, but we love Pete Blackburn. Pete, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Good. I'll let the Red Sox comment slide, given that you were on the Bruins side last night. And you don't have to feel bad about it just because everybody hates the Leafs. So you can at least find solace in that.
Might be kind of a biased answer then to this first question. People, we could just get into Bruins Maple Leafs, I guess. Bruins are pretty big favorite to win the series now. They're like -260, -270, and a huge win last night, obviously. Is this still feel kind of like a nip and tuck series? I mean, everybody thought after game one, oh, like Bruins are going to run away with this thing. Toronto comes back, they win game two on the Matthews breakaway. Do we still feel like it's kind of a back and forth 7-game series, or you think the Bruins are going to run away with this thing?
I definitely don't think the Bruins are going to run away with it. I don't think they're good enough to run away with anything at this point. Even, you know, their regular season success, it came. They weren't blowing teams out of the water. They weren't winning close games. So it always goes 7 games with the Maple Leafs. I wouldn't expect anything different this time around. And even when you look at the 3-game sample that we have so far, the Bruins have been outplayed for a pretty decent chunk of that time, especially at 5-on-5. So definitely don't think they're running away with it. I would expect a lot of ebbs and flows here. And right now, it's just on the Bruins side.
If Jeremy Swayman starts game four for the Bruins, who wins game four, Bruins at Maple Leafs? If Linus Ullmark starts game four for the Bruins, who wins game four, Bruins at Maple Leafs?
I mean, you could say this is a cop-out answer, but I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters who's in net, because goaltending has been good regardless of the guy in between the pipes for the Bruins. The Bruins didn't lose game two because of Linus Ullmark. The Bruins lost game two because they had no legs. They didn't win any battles. They didn't win any races. They played like crap in game two, especially for those final 40 minutes. So I really don't think that it matters. If you're asking me who I would go to in game four, I would say Linus Ullmark, just because if it ain't broke, do not try to fix it at this point. And I absolutely believe that Jeremy Swayman has been the better goaltender. He's been unbelievable. He was especially unbelievable in game three, but don't cause a problem where there isn't one right now. I just go back to Ullmark, lay with the goalie rotation that you're committing to, and don't go away from it unless one of them craps the bed, and they haven't yet.
I think Nick hates you again. I think we went back from hating,
well,
loving.
It's more
hating,
just like you're saying, like, if it's not
yeah.
broke, don't fix it. I don't know. They lost game two. But I understand the point
yeah,
that Pete's
he didn't,
making.
Not, maybe not because of him, I guess, would be Pete's point. So I wanted to ask you about Boston first, just because we got into that series. Kind of like a big picture question. We didn't have you on right before the playoffs started to get, like, a Stanley Cup final prediction. What team did you like to win the Stanley Cup before the playoffs started? And if you had to do it again right now, would you change your opinion?
Well, yeah, because the team that I picked is the Dallas Stars. They are the only team that is down 0-2 after being at home. So heading to Vegas in a 2-0 hole is tough sledding for Stanley Cup favorites. That being said, I still like Dallas. I think they've still got a shot in that series. I think it's going to be a close one. They obviously have to start digging up. If you're going to jump on that train right now, the value has never been higher than it is. I think that we checked this morning and it was like plus 2,500 to win the Stanley Cup. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Hell yeah. Jump on that train. I still think that Dallas is a really good team. They have one of the best offenses in all of hockey. We haven't really seen it yet. They didn't score at 5-on-5 in game two. Jason Robertson's goal came on the power play. We have yet to see the best of the Dallas Stars, and you can make a case that, you know, the defensive play and defensive structure of the Vegas Golden Knights is preventing them from hitting their peak. But I think Dallas is too good to be as quiet as they've looked through two games.
Nick and Ken here on You Better You Bet on a Thursday, getting bets and thoughts for the NHL postseason with our pal Pete Blackburn from What Chaos, amazing hockey show. Pete is on Twitter at Pete Blackburn. You know, I want to ask you about the Kings-Oilers series. We can go kind of in, like, lightning round style here. Don't have a ton of time left, and I know, like, we want to make sure we can get as much in with you as possible. I like the Oilers to win the series prior to the series. Stuart Skinner's brutal, and I don't have a ton of confidence in the Oilers moving forward in the series. Kings win in overtime last night, Kopitar breakaway goal. Kings plus 150 to win the series as the series now shifts to Los Angeles. What's your level of concern with the Edmonton Oilers now in that series against the Kings?
I'm not that concerned. I don't think Stu Skinner's brutal. I'm not as down on him as he had a real bad goal last night. Kevin Fiala up on the wall. Like, you definitely want to save there. Stuart Skinner for a large portion of the season has been very solid. And I think that he can be that guy. Last night, I think things opened up too much for the Oilers' own good. And that's, it sounds crazy to say because they have that high-flying talent. They do play an east to west, like, high octane style of hockey that they can find success in. But when you're talking about having to defend on the rush, it's not where I want the Oilers to be. So I still have a lot of faith in Edmonton pulling this off, and they obviously looked great in game one. I think this is going to be a pretty good series, but I absolutely have faith in the Oilers making this happen.
Winner of that series, Pete will play the winner of Canucks Predators. The big story in that series, obviously, Thatcher Demko. And are we going to see him again in the series? Seems like in a betting market, be no would probably be a favorite right now that we see Thatcher Demko again, but possible. Maybe we see him later in the series. Does that, in what's a pick'em market for a series, basically, like minus 110 each way, does that determine for you who wins, whether we see Demko again, Vancouver and Nashville?
I'll start off with this. I heard today, and I don't know how legitimate the claim is, but I wouldn't expect to see Demko in this series and maybe not next series if they get out of it. So
wow.
The Demko injury seems to be pretty significant. And Casey DeSmith wasn't bad coming in. I don't know if I really love what I've seen from the Canucks to this point in the series, regardless of who's in net. Elias Pettersson has looked really, really rough. Had missed a wide open net, had a horrible turnover at the blue line that led to a Nashville goal the other night. And he just looks off, and he's a really important player for them. They need him to, if he's hurt and not himself, they could be in real trouble, especially you look at the coaching and what we've seen so far. And Nashville did a great job of blocking passing lanes and just blocking. I think it was 42% of all attempts that Vancouver took the other night. They made those adjustments, saw that the Canucks were firing away from the point and said, all right, cool, we'll put our bodies on the line. And they played perfect Barry Trotz hockey. And going back to the New York Islanders from a few years ago, when they had their deep runs to the Eastern Conference final, that's all they did, man. They hung around in their own zone They played bend, don't break hockey, and they took advantage of the few opportunities they had the other way. That's exactly the makeup the Nashville Predators have this year under Andrew Burnett. And that kind of play, as ugly as it is, can win you playoff series against teams that are not ready to respond. And I look at the Vancouver Canucks, and I don't know if they're ready to respond.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wait, I mentioned this Andrew Brunette quote yesterday after they won game two. We had to be committed to pain, blocking all those shots, and the Nashville Predators were in game
number
two.
That's winning hockey this time of year, baby.
There's no question. There's absolutely no question about it. Give us like 30 seconds, if you'd be so kind, on the Jets-Avs series, and then we'll get to games for tonight, where, look, Ken and I both bet Winnipeg prior to the series, and Connor Hellebuck's been terrible through the first two games. Can he turn it around? What do you see from Winnipeg and Colorado in 30 seconds so we can get to games for tonight?
I think it's going to be a tight series, but right now the goaltending is where I look at, and it's not the Connor Hellebuck story. I know that he hasn't been great for a couple games, 10 goals allowed, not the guy that you would expect in the regular season, but Alexander Georgiev is a much bigger question mark to me than Connor Hellebuck. And I know Georgiev had a big bounce back in game two, but that doesn't answer the questions permanently. I think the questions still remain for game three. I'm siding with the Jets because I have more faith in Hellebuck.
Go Jets, go. Isles Canes tonight, game three, series shifts to Long Island. Ilya Sorokin in net for the Islanders. The Hurricanes just keep getting bet. I'm looking now, minus 175. Carolina is on the road tonight. Isles plus 145. Can the Isles get this one with the goalie switch here in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, like I think you're talking a game-by-game basis. Of course, they can win one game, and maybe being with the goalie change, they might play a little bit more comfortably in front of Sorokin. Maybe they get some juice from the home crowd. Like, I'm not guaranteeing a sweep for Carolina, so if there's value tonight, I would say take it. I think this is going to be a very quick series, four or five games. I don't see it going longer than five games. New York's just not a good team, but talking a game-by-game basis, sure. Why not?
And last one for you here. The other game tonight, 30 seconds here. Can the Lightning make this a series against Florida? Panthers looking to go up 3-0 as the series goes to Amelie.
I'm low on the Lightning, man. I just don't think that they've been a good team for a lot of this year. I think that a lot of the faith in Tampa is based on previous Tampa teams and not the Tampa team that we've seen this year. That team has been carried by an incredible, incredible season from guys like Kucherov and Stamkos. But behind them, they're not getting a ton. They're not a good 5-on-5 team. They're power play merchants, and they lean on that power play just far too much. And when you're talking about a Florida team that dominates on the forecheck, absolutely give me that team every time, especially with the way that Sergei Bobrovsky's been playing.
All right, but we want people to go youtube.com/@, like the shift to @, What Chaos Show, to subscribe to Pete's Hockey Show with DJ Bean on YouTube, Pete, and on Twitter at Pete Blackburn. We sincerely appreciate it, my friend. Good luck with the bets. Enjoy the hockey postseason. We'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
The great Pete Blackburn joining us here. He gave us some really good stuff. We'll touch on it next hour. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.